So our listener Tanya is in 911 freak out mode, maybe a little cold feet, but wants to know how late is too late to pause a wedding. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, yes, I'm kind of freaking out. Because I don't want to tell my parents or my friends or fiance until I get a handle on this, but I think I want to delay my wedding.
Oh boy.
That's in 2 weeks.
Oh boy.
We've been together for a year and a half, the last 6 months of which we've been planning this wedding that's making me panic above everything. Mm-hmm. I absolutely know this man is my person, but it's been a freight train since he proposed, and I just wanted to enjoy being a fiance a little more, I guess. Deposits have been made, dresses and food and cake have been purchased, invites are out. So I feel like there's probably no going back without risking losing him and angering everyone in my life. But is there a way to somehow pump the brakes? Or do I just need to hang on for dear life and pray I don't end up having regrets? Thank you, Tanya.
Oh. Now, you say that, or, and she even says that he's her person.
Yeah, she doesn't but then seem she's, to have any doubts
but,
about that.
But that last sentence makes me question things a little bit. Because she's like, without regrets.
Well, is she just truly wanting to extend the fiancé experience?
But why?
Enjoy being engaged. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess.
Because I'll say I got engaged and then married within 8 months. Like, it was freight train for us. We sold two houses, built one, planned a wedding, all in 8 months.
Well, I got engaged and then we didn't get married for a year and a half.
You were younger, though, too.
A little bit.
There were still things building in your life and all the things, right?
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. Let us know your story, especially if this was you. Okay?
Yes. Because, again, if you're her fiancé, and then your bride comes to you and says, I don't want to get married just yet. Like, what are you thinking? You're automatically going to be thinking she's doubting you.
Right.
And that choice.
Right. Okay. Let us know your story. We'll do that coming up. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Text from Alexis. Piping hot tea sesh this morning, I see. That's right. Listener Tanya. Kind of freaking out. Maybe getting a little cold feet. She just... She got engaged 6 months ago, but they're in a relatively new relationship, right?
Well, in total, the timeline's been a year and a half. Yeah. So got engaged after a year, in the last 6 months has been planning the wedding.
Yeah.
And she feels like it's been kind of spiraling.
Like a whirlwind.
Yes. Yeah. And so she just wants to kind of maybe pause and take that in a little bit more before they get to the actual wedding. She's not doubting him as the choice of the groom, but it's kind of, she just feels like it's gone way too fast. And she's wondering, can we hit pause even though things basically been paid for, invites are out, and it's in 2 months?
Well, Christy from New Albany rolls in and says, my aunt waited all the way until the vows to say she don't. Do you?
Oh!
Yes. Do you?
Oh.
No.
Oh! So I said 2 months. It's 2 weeks. Her wedding's in 2 weeks. Not 2 months. 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a little bit sooner. Andrew the Love Doctor, not a real doctor, but calls our show. Hello, what's your thought?
And you guys just went big or go home on Monday, didn't you?
That's right. That's right.
Listen, it wasn't us. This fell on our lap.
Well, I tell you what she's got to do. She's got to have a conversation with her fiancé because at the end of the day, I know you've got invites out and cake and dresses. I get it. But you're spending your life with one person. This is about you and one other person. So if it doesn't feel right for you at that moment, have a conversation. Maybe it's stage fright. I don't know. There's a lot more details I would love to know about it. But in the end of the day, she's got to have a conversation with him. He's not going to think it's him. I don't think that at all. I think what he's going to think is, you know, maybe she just needs a little more time to enjoy the moment. And if that's the case, then they need to make that decision. But they need to do it together.
Right.
Yep.
I hope that's it.
Yeah, man. Me too. Woo.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Amy rolls in and says... got engaged on a Tuesday, married on a Saturday. We're now divorced.
Okay, that's a little faster timeline.
That is a faster timeline. But she did say we were together for 4 years.
Okay.
So, okay.
Tony the welder says, I'm feeling like it's too late to stop the train now. 2 weeks is way too late. Honestly, if he's your person, just hold on for those 2 weeks. Everything will calm back down after the wedding. Enjoy your special day.
Yeah, and Adam kind of says, look, if he's truly the one, he's going to understand. And your needs to slow down. You are guaranteed to lose the majority of all your deposits. And the friends and family are a crapshoot, but you're starting your own family, and that should be number one always. Danielle did roll in and say, well, pause, but don't expect anyone to participate or attend the rescheduled event.
Ooh.
And there are several people.
Especially if anyone has arranged travel.
Yeah. And there are several people who are like, well, if he's your one, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
That's what I'm thinking. If you're truly just really hung up on, oh, I wanted to be a fiance and enjoy that longer, then, and that's your one thing, your sticking point, then just keep, like, extend the honeymoon phase.
Sure.
You know? Being a newlywed is just as fun.
Right. Ophelia rolls in, if you can hit the brakes on a half a semester of pre-med, then you can hit the brakes on a wedding.
Wow, she knows your whole story.
She knows her story.
She references your story quite a bit.
Wow. Yes, I did go to school and take about a half a semester of pre-med before I switched it.
And it was a drastic pivot, wasn't it?
It was a pivot.
You went down a drastically different plan.
Went down a different wormhole
and
career path, that's for sure. Yeah.
But yeah. I don't think the thing is, I think what she needs to concentrate on is you're not doubting the person. So,
I mean, so you say.
Unless now maybe look
you're.
At the doubt
yeah, right.
And
right.
make sure it's truly about, oh, I just wanted to be a fiance a little longer. Go to some more bridal shows.
Yeah, I just need to hang on for, do I need to hang on for dear life or pray I don't end up having regrets? Like, what's the regret?
Right, yeah, what are you going to regret if you're not regretting the person?
Like, yeah. Yeah, so that's the part that really kind of makes me pause.
Okay.
A little bit.
So really dig deep. Look at what you might think you're going to regret.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not him, then hang on, enjoy the ride. Yes, it is a whirlwind with all of that. And try to enjoy soak it all in, every bit of it that you can. And then just try to enjoy being newlyweds for a long time.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Please let us know what happened.
Yeah, but don't lose a deposit and screw up everybody's travel plans and make your family all unnecessarily mad because you don't doubt him. He's still your person.
Can we follow up with you in a couple weeks?
Yeah, like
see what you did
right after the wedding.
Yeah, let us get a video call the night of the wedding.
I don't know if we need that.
Why not?
That feels invasive.
Why not?
You're asking for video calls now.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, we'd love to follow up with you maybe next week or the following week or something like that. But yeah, keep us posted, Tanya. Good luck. That's group therapy. Yeah.